A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
Officially, it was called the Earring into the Mandela United Football Club. Unofficially, everyone referred to it as the Winnie Earring. For 9 days between November and December 1997, Winnie Madikizela Mandela faced a battery of journalists in Johannesburg at the Truth Commission special hearing. She created her own vigilante gang out of the football club, said one of her fellow top ANC members. But Madikizela Mandela, one of the most potent symbols of apartheid resistance, appeared unfazed. Throughout the hearing, she was dressed elegantly, wearing her trademark sunglasses and flashy gold rings. Anki Samuel and Kenneth Makatias report.
I first met Mrs. Mandela, that was 1986.
Xoliswe Falati.
When she made the famous speech of the necklace.
With our necklaces, we shall liberate this country.
I was not making a statement to encourage people to necklace.
You weren't?
No.
I believe Mrs. Mandela knew what happened to Stompie.
Peter Story.
If Stompie was killed or was brought near to death in her house, I believe she would have known about it.
I killed Stompie under the instructions of Mummy.
Jerry Richardson.
Mummy never killed anyone, but she used us to kill a lot of people. She does not even visit us in prisons. She used us.
Stompie was not only tortured at the house, but then subsequently murdered in a savage fashion.
Azaka Chalia.
At best for Mrs. Mandela, Chairperson, at best for Mrs. Mandela, she was aware and encouraged this criminal activity. At worst, she directed it and actively participated in the assaults.
One has to say that something went wrong, horribly, badly wrong.
Desmond Tutu.
What? I don't know.
Hanif Wally.
We were talking about a group of young men who hung around the back of your house and who accompanied you at various occasions. That's what we're talking
you
about.
You are not suggesting, for God's sake, that I would be responsible for the actions of those youths when they left my premises, went back to their homes, that I would be held responsible for that.
Winnie Madikizela Mandela becomes known as the mother of the nation in the 80s, the ultimate symbol of resistance to oppression and apartheid. Millions of black people the world over adore her.
I have immense admiration for her, and there is no question at all that she was a tremendous stalwart of our struggle, an icon of liberation, who was banned, harassed, under surveillance, banished, with her husband away, serving a life sentence. We can never forget her outstanding contribution to the struggle and her indomitable spirit. Everything was done to seek to break that spirit, and she was an incredible inspiration to many. And her contribution to the struggle can never be gainsaid.
Thank you.
Nomavenda Matiani.
I wanted an interview with Winnie because at the time, no local newspaper had interviewed her. And I thought, here is a woman whom the international media is focusing so much on. I've got to go and know and find out for myself what makes her tick. Is she really the person that we are told she is? And at the time, the international media was calling her the mother of the nation, and we didn't know where that title had come from. She was the symbol of the ANC. She was the symbol of the oppressed. She was this strong woman who was prepared to take on the might of the Nationalist Party head on. I mean, we used to admire her because she was so articulate, she could articulate our pain. So that is what draws the media to her. It's like they're waiting there to see the fallen hero.
In 1986, Winnie Madikizela Mandela helps a group of young men establish a football club. It carries the famous Mandela surname. She even dresses them in the distinct colours of the ANC, green and gold tracksuits, and they stay in the outside rooms of a Soweto house.
When they started this Mandela Football Club, everybody admired them, and I even went to watch their football matches.
Pumlile Dlamini.
But after quite some time, they conducted a reign of terror, burning people's houses and killing people.
People were scared to air their views about the football club because they loved Winnie and they trusted Winnie as a mother who was there for the community.
Most of the football club members are on the run from the apartheid police. They turn to Winnie Madikizela Mandela for shelter. She is their mummy or mama.
Jerry Richardson.
I did not want anyone to touch mommy, and I was worried that they would touch mommy. Only myself could touch mommy, not anyone else. You see, I loved mommy with all my heart. I could have done anything to please her.
Nomzamo Winnie Mandela, beloved heroine, Winnie Mandela, spirited soldier.
Former football club coach and convicted murderer Jerry Richardson told the Truth Commission that Winnie Madikizela Mandela ordered him to kill suspected police informers like Kuki Zwane and Lero Todi Ikaneng.
I stabbed her, I slit her throat, we dumped her body there. I reported to mommy that, mommy, I have now carried out your orders. I have killed Kuki. I told mommy that I had killed Lero Todi. Mommy embraced me and said, my boy, my boy.
Witness after witness implicated Winnie Madikizela Mandela in killings and assaults, like Nicodemus Sono, who told the Truth Commission that he last saw his badly beaten son Lolo in her minibus.
She raised up her voice. She was speaking very loud, you know. I cannot leave him with you. He is a spy. So I tried to plead with her. What she said to the driver, she said he must pull off. So the driver engaged the gears and he pulled off. When I looked at Lolo, he was in a terrible state. He was shaking. I pleaded with her until she said to me, I'm taking this dog away. The movement will see what to do. The Kumbi turned left at the stop street.